Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, March 30th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. So, a lot to tell you about tonight that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Again, pad and paper, always a plus watching the No Spin News. Got a very good financial guest, and everybody's worried about their finances, so I hope this is going to help you out. But first, I want to mention my column entitled, You Have the Right to Remain Stupid. Now, that's a pretty offensive title, isn't it? You have the right to remain stupid. But this pandemic is a great opportunity for all of us to reassess and to really do some thinking. Get off those machines and take a look at your life and the people around you. Reassess and then going forward, you can elevate your existence. I'm not philosophical. I'm not a wind chimes guy. You know me. But I give you a lot of perspective in the column, and I also take to task people who will not do that, i.e. you have a right to remain stupid. So I hope you read the column. Our lead story tonight is a story I've been working on for about a month. It's a little speculative. You know I don't like to do that, but I'm going to tell you what I know, and then you can take it or leave it. So there's great concern about Joe Biden, about his mental health. Now, today is the anniversary of Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, being shot in 1981. And if you read Killing Reagan, and I hope you do, you'll see that how that terrible assassination attempt influenced him mentally. So Joe Biden hasn't had that kind of trauma, but it is clear to anyone paying attention that at times he does not know what he is saying. It's not a slip of the tongue. It's not, you know, a little bit of a senior moment, they call it, nothing. He literally does not know what he is saying. That is causing concern. Friends, family, and high-ranking members of the Democratic Party. Now, this all hinges on his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. She has a PhD in education from the University of Delaware, not a medical doctor. She's the closest person to Biden. He does what she tells him to do. Very important. She still wants him to run, but she's worried. All right. So we don't know how this is going to play out. It is possible. I'm not going to say probable. I'm not going to do that. Possible. That Joe Biden will not make it to the finish line by the time the Democratic convention rolls around in July. Therefore, he, the former vice president, would have to pledge his delegates to someone else if he hangs it up. Now, he's not going to resign anytime soon. He's going to go as far as he can go. But if he gets to a point in early summer where his wife, his family, and there again, the key, you can't do it, then he'll take his delegates and he'll give them to someone else. And that someone else will be Andrew Cuomo. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, so let's take a look at Governor Cuomo. So New York is far and away the most virus cases because New York is the largest city. People are crammed in to five boroughs, 8.6 million people, 16 million in the metropolitan area, coming in and out of the city, on the subways, on the trains. That's how viruses spread. All right. Cuomo holds frequent press conferences, and he's good. He's articulate. He is clear and concise sometimes. He's clear most of the time, concise sometimes. The press does not challenge Governor Cuomo at all, unlike President Trump. Every question is, don't you feel bad you did this? Isn't it true that you should have had this more? Cuomo never gets that. Whatever Cuomo says is fine. Again, this is goes back to the Biden and the accusation. I mean, it's so corrupt. The media is so corrupt. But anyway, I watched Cuomo for an hour yesterday. An hour. Go through this virus thing. And it's the Andrew Cuomo show. So I'm going to give you two sound bites. The first one is Andrew Cuomo, the tough guy. Go.
I spoke to the governor of Rhode Island yesterday, and we had a conversation. I don't think the order was called for. I don't believe it was legal. I don't believe it was neighborly. I understood the point, but I thought there were different ways to do it. And the governor of Rhode Island was very receptive, and I thank her very much for reconsidering her position.
All right, that position was the Rhode Island authorities were stopping cars with New York license plates and turning them back. They couldn't go into the state of Rhode Island. So that's been rescinded. Now, I believe Cuomo. I believe he did exactly that. And the governor of Rhode Island said, all right. Now, here is Cuomo, the regular guy. Go.
I was divorced, and so I'm not really the best cook, to say the least. But we would have, on Sundays, I would actually go to the Italian specialty store, and I would buy the meatballs and buy the sausages and buy the sauce. But I would put it in a pot, and I would put it on the stove. And because part of it was that sauce would sit there all day and it would just simmer, you know, and you'd smell it all through the house. And then I'd make them sit down and we would have spaghetti and meatballs and sausage on Sundays.
The regular guy, right? He's just in family dinner, Italian tradition. And what does that have to do with the coronavirus? I guess you can make the linkage that he's saying everybody try to be normal, try to, you know, deal with your family. Okay. But you know what he's doing. So he's the real guy, or the concerned guy. Now, I have known Andrew Cuomo for decades, and I knew his father, Mario Cuomo, governor of New York. I know his brother, Chris Cuomo. I know the whole family. I'm not close friends with them. I see them once in a while at functions. I've never had a beef with them until a few years ago when Andrew Cuomo went far left. What he did to his church, and he professes to be a Catholic, was horrible. And I'll get into that down the road. But what he did to the Catholic Church in the state of New York, horrible. Roll the spot, and we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So when he went far left, I said, this isn't the Andrew Cuomo or the Mario Cuomo that I know. It isn't. What happened? And I talked to him about it, Andrew Cuomo. And I'm not going to tell you what the conversation is now. I will. But I got a good idea of why he was doing what he was doing. But then he goes public with his far left philosophy. Roll the tape.
He has it on his hat. Make America great again. What does that mean? We're going to go back to a time when America was great. Right? Great again. The whole concept is it's retrospective. When do you want to go back to, Mr. President? What was the great time that you want to take us back to? We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
That will really hurt him. if he indeed gets the Democratic nomination to be president. It was never that great. World War II, World War I, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all the medical advancements, all the technology, and now we're gonna get a vaccine to fight this virus, and it's gonna come out from America. All right, so you liked, I hope, this newscast tonight. I hope you got a lot out of it. I hope you enjoyed watching it. Please tell your friends. Again, hundreds of thousands of people are coming here. I want to make it millions. I mean, they're really missing it. If you're sitting there watching cable TV where they say the same thing over and over and over and over again, 10, 15 times, the same thing, come here. We'll see you tomorrow.